vote to signify the presence.
The roll shows 15 members present. Senator French is excused.
Please stand for the invocation by our chaplain today, Senator John Cowdery.
Our Father in heaven, we thank you for your presence and comforting assurance. Love and guide our military that serve and protect freedom for the world and our great country. We ask for their protection during danger and keep them in your loving care until they return to their loved ones. Hold your protecting hand over our nation. Preserve our priceless religious liberty and keep all believers faithful to you. Turn the hearts of unbelievers to accept the peace and comfort that only faith in God can bring. Give us faith instead of unbelief, courage instead of fear, love instead of hate, peace instead of quarrel, war and righteousness instead of sin everywhere and everything. Bless all the mothers of this world and remind us all to call their mothers and tell them that they love them. Bless all the children who are still too young to hate. Hear our prayer for Jesus' sake. Amen. Amen.
Senator Davis, will you lead us in the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Will the secretary please certify the journal?
I certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 109th legislative day.
Without objection, the journal will be approved as certified. Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. President. Move and ask unanimous consent the journal be approved as certified by the Senate Secretary.
Without objection, the journal will be approved as certified by the Secretary. Senator Olson.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that very appropriate prayer be spread on the journal.
Without objection, the prayer will be spread upon the journal. Brings us to introduction of guests. Do we have guests for introduction? Seeing none, messages from the governor.
Messages dated May 8th stating, I am transmitting the engrossed and enrolled copies of the following resolutions and bill to the Lieutenant Governor's Office for permanent filing. HCS for CS for Senate Joint Resolution Number 12, Fisheries, supporting Halibut Bycatch Project Legislative Resolve Number 14. CS for House Concurrent Resolution Number 11, Fisheries Amended, Alaska Wild Salmon Week, Legislative Resolve Number 15. CS for House Concurrent Resolution Number 7, Rules, Uniform Rules, Executive Sessions, Legislative Resolve Number 16. House Concurrent Resolution Number 20, Suspend Uniform Rules for Senate Bill Number 115, Legislative Resolve Number 17. Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 9, Suspend Uniform Rules for House Bill 52, Legislative Resolve Number 18. Senate Bill Number 83, Sven Håkansson Airport at Old Harbor, Chapter 18, SLA 2003. Those are all the messages from the governor this morning.
Messages from the House.
Message dated May 9th, stating the speaker replaced Representative Croft with Representative Kurtula on the conference committee with limited powers of pre-conference, considering the following bills. CS for SS for House Bill Number 75, Finance Amended, Budget Reserve Fund, Supermajority Failed, Operating Budget. And Senate CS for CS for sponsor substitute for House Bill Number 75, Finance, Budget, Reserve Fund, Supermajority Failed Senate, and CS for sponsor substitute for House Bill Number 76, Finance, Mental Health Budget, and Senate CS for sponsor substitute for House Bill Number 76, Finance, Amended Senate. Messages dated May 9th stating the House has passed the following and they are transmitted for consideration. CS for House Bill Number 165, Hess, EFD Failed.
Brief it is.
It's CS for House Bill Number 165, Hess, EFD Failed, by the House Health, Education, and Social Services Committee, an act relating to community schools.
Finance Committee.
CS for House Bill Number 174, Finance Amended, by the House Finance Committee, an act relating to the state centralized correspondence study program to funding for educational programs that occur primarily outside school facilities and to the duties of school boards of borough and city school districts and regional educational attendance areas and providing for an effective date.
Finance.
House Bill Number 205 by Representatives McGuire, Kurtula, Guerra, Grunberg, Berkowitz, Hines, Ogg, Wilson, Crawford, Kukesh, an act relating to services in the Peace Corps as an allowable absence from the state for purposes of eligibility for permanent fund dividends and to the period for filing an application for permanent fund dividend. authorizing the Department of Revenue to issue administrative orders imposing sanctions for certain misrepresentations or other actions concerning eligibility for a permanent fund dividend and providing for an administrative appeal of those orders and providing for an effective date.
State Affairs, Judiciary, and Finance.
CS for House Bill number 215, State Affairs amended by the House State Affairs Committee, an act relating to art requirements for public buildings and facilities relating to identification, monitoring, maintenance, and reporting of art in public buildings and facilities and relating to the Art in Public Places Fund.
State Affairs and Finance.
House Bill number 225 by the House Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act relating to certain civil actions brought by the Attorney General under monopoly and restraint of trade statutes relating to the award of damages and actions brought under those statutes and providing for an effective date.
Finance.
House Bill number 226 by Representatives Stoltz, Gatto, Harris, Chenault, Kurtula, Seaton, Dahlstrom, Masick, Crawford, Wilson, Guerra, Lynn, an act relating to the sale, offer for sale, representation, and labeling of food or other agricultural products as organic into the state organic certification program and providing for an effective date.
Resources and Finance.
CS for House Bill number 257, Judiciary amended by the House Judiciary Committee, an act relating to the disclosure requirements for real estate licensees to disciplinary action against real estate licensees to private actions and remedies against real estate licensees and to real estate licensee agency relationships and duties and providing for an effective date.
Labor and Commerce. Also, that bill at one time contained a provision that would have triggered a judiciary referral. I'd ask Senator Seekins, as a member of Labor and Commerce, to watch the discussions on that. If that provision goes back in, it will trigger a judiciary referral.
House Bill number 270 by Representatives Dahlstrom, Lynn, an act relating to the licensure of pharmacists and providing for an effective date.
Hess and Labor and Commerce.
Those are all the messages from the House, Mr. President.
Reports of standing committees.
The judiciary.
Oh, I'm sorry. Communications.
I have no communications.
Reports of standing committees.
The Judiciary Committee considered Senate Bill number 2, Parent Liability for Damage by Child, and recommends it be replaced with a Judiciary Committee substitute. Previous zero fiscal note, signing due pass, Senator Seekins, Chair, Senators French, Ogun. The bill has no further referral. It is in the Finance Rules Committee. The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee considered Senate Bill number 179, Teacher Certification Fingerprints, and recommends it be replaced with a Hess Committee substitute. Zero fiscal note, signing due pass, Senator Dyson, Chair, Senator Wilkins, signing no recommendation, Senator Davis. The bill has a further referral to the Finance Committee. The Transportation Committee considered Senate Bill number 216, International Airports Revenue Bonds. Previous fiscal note, signing due pass, Senator Cowdery, Chair, Senator Wagner, signing no recommendation, Senator Terrio. The bill has a further referral to the Finance Committee. The Finance Committee considered CS for House Bill number 49, Judiciary, Expand DNA Database. Previous zero fiscal note and previous indeterminate fiscal note, signing due pass, Senators Green, Wilkin, co-chairs, Senators Taylor, Bundy, Ben Stevens. Signing no recommendation, Senators Hoffman, Olson. The bill has no further referral. It is in the Rules Committee. The Resources Committee considered CS for House Bill number 104, Fisheries, previous fiscal note. Signing due pass, Senator Wagner, Vice Chair, Senators Seekins, Ben Stevens, Dyson, Lincoln, Elton. The bill has a further referral to the Finance Committee. The Finance Committee considered CS for House Bill number 105, Finance, Commercial Fishing Loans. Previous fiscal note, signing no recommendation, Senators Green, Wilkin, co-chairs, Senator Bundy. Signing due pass, Senators Taylor, Hoffman, Ben Stevens. The bill has no further referral. It is in the Rules Committee. The Finance Committee considered CS for House Bill number 109, Finance, previous zero fiscal note, signing due pass, Senators Green, Wilkin, co-chairs, Senators Taylor, Hoffman, Olson, Ben Stevens, Bundy. The bill has no further referral. It is in the Rules Committee. The Resources Committee considered CS for House Bill number 191, Finance amended, Coastal Management Programs, previous zero fiscal notes, signing amend, Senator Ogun, Chair. Signing do pass, Senators Seekins, Ben Stevens. Signing do not pass, Senators Elton, Lincoln. Signing no recommendation, Senator Wagner. The bill has no further referral. It is in the Rules Committee. The Community and Regional Affairs Committee considered CS for House Bill number 209, Rules, Municipal Property Tax, Property Affected by Disaster, previous zero fiscal note, signing due pass, Senator Wagner, Chair, Senator Taylor, signing no recommendation, Senators Gary Stevens, Lincoln, Elton. The bill has a further referral to the State Affairs Committee. The Judiciary Committee considered House Bill number 224, Cigarette Sales Requirements, previous zero fiscal notes, signing due pass, Senator Ogun, Vice Chair, Senators French, Terrio. The bill has no further referral. It is in the Rules Committee. Those are all the standing committee reports this morning.
Reports of special committees?
I have no special committee reports.
Introduction of Senate resolutions.
Senate Joint Resolution number 20 by Senators Elton, Gary Stevens, relating to the establishment of Reserve Officer Training Corps programs in Alaska by the United States Coast Guard.
State Affairs and Hess.
Those are all the resolutions for introduction.
Senate bills for introduction?
I have no Senate bills this morning.
Brings us down to the daily calendar.
Senate Bill number 56 by Senator Dyson, an act relating to sport fishing license fees and anadromous king salmon tag fees for residents of Yukon, Canada. The Resources Committee considered the bill. New fiscal note, signing due pass, Senator Wagner, Chair, Senator Seekins, Ben Stevens, signing no recommendation, Senators Lincoln, Elton. The Finance Committee considered the bill and recommended it be replaced with a Finance Committee substitute, previous fiscal note. Signing due pass, Senator Wilkin, Chair, Senator Ben Stevens, signing no recommendation, Senator Green, Co-Chair, Senators Taylor, Hoffman, Olson. There is a Finance Committee substitute.
Senator Wilkin.
Mr. President, we would ask unanimous consent the Finance Committee substitute be considered in lieu of the original bill.
There is objection. Mr. Minority Leader.
Mr. President, could we have the usual explanation, but I'd ask the chair of the committee to speak specifically to the effective date changes and what the department thought in terms of the effective date and what's in the bill.
Senator Wilkin.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Finance Committee, page 2, line 1, just added an effective date to make this bill effective immediately.
Is the objection maintained?
Yes.
Would you like to speak to it?
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. Could we have an explanation from the... I'd request an explanation, please, from the committee chair of what was the thinking of the committee about the effective date. I know the department prefers a different effective date. You all decided otherwise, and I just wonder what led you to that in this committee substitute. Just the thinking underlying the change against the department's wishes.
Senator Wilkin. Mm.
It's, I guess, because people would rather fish in the summer than in the winter. And so it just seemed that it would be appropriate if indeed this went through that the people of Yukon would benefit by this immediately and not have to wait until sometime in midsummer.
Senator Dyson.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. That's exactly correct. And as I believe the supporting documentation shows, the Yukon Territory has already passed a reciprocity. And it would allow, and as soon as our bill passes, becomes law, it allows Alaskans to fish in Yukon waters as well. And the co-chair of the finance is exactly correct. It would make these arrangements available for this summer's fishing.
Mr. Minority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. President. I believe I wasn't privy to all the conversations, obviously, as not being a member of the Finance Committee, but I believe the department was concerned about, and this is a new administration, and their position was that they needed some period of time to work out the details of this new arrangement and work it out and not be asked to immediately put this into action. So I defer to the professionals who are dealing with this on the ground and just still don't understand adequately why the committee didn't grant them the time to do what they need to do to put this into effect. So I will continue to object to the adoption of the Finance Committee substitute and an immediate effective date. There ought to be some time to gear this up.
Senator Dyson.
Yeah, thank you. I do have damaged hearing from small arms fire and a lot of high-speed engines, but I never heard that represented to me from the department. But I'm open to the fact that I may have missed it.
Okay, there is objection to the adoption of the Finance CS. There's no further debate on the question. The question before the body is, shall the Finance Committee CS be adopted in lieu of the original bill? Members may proceed to vote. Secretary will lock the roll. Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will tally the roll.
13 yeas, 6 nays.
So by a vote of 13 yeas, 6 nays, the Senate Finance Committee substitute has been adopted in lieu of the original bill.
I have no amendments.
Mr. Majority Leader. There is objection. Senate Bill 56 will be carried forward to the next calendar.
Senate Bill number 106 by the Senate Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act relating to a fee on studded tires and providing for an effective date. The Transportation Committee considered the bill and recommended the adoption of the Transportation Committee substitute. Previous fiscal note, signing DuPass, Senator Cowdery, Chair, Senator Wagner, signing no recommendation, Senator Olson. The Finance Committee considered the bill and recommended it be replaced with a Finance Committee substitute. New fiscal note, signing do pass, Senators Green, Wilkin, co-chairs, Senators Bundy, Ben Stevens, signing do not pass, Senators Hoffman, Olson. There are two committee substitutes.
Senator Wilkin.
Mr. President, move and ask unanimous consent the Finance Committee substitute be considered in lieu of the original bill.
There is objection. Can we have an explanation, please?
President, the bill came to the Finance Committee with a essentially put a $10 per tire, per studded tire, fee to each studded tire. The Finance Committee substitute took the testimony, and we were compelled by the argument that to do that would drive people away from using studded tires, perhaps. And so it became a safety issue. So the Finance Committee then changed the bill a bit, and we made it a $2.50 fee on each tire, regardless of whether it was studded, each new tire. That would be designed for highway or vehicular way use across Alaska. In addition, to recognize the damage that the studs do to our highways, finance added a additional fee that's effective July 1st of 2004 that imposes a $5 fee per tire for anyone that chooses to use heavyweight studs. That would be a stud that weighs 1.1 gram or greater. It's silent as if you use a lightweight stud, that which would weigh less. Also, we changed the quarterly reporting on page 2, lines 5 through 12, changed it from monthly reporting to quarterly, and we also called out the fact that if you're buying for resale, you don't pay the tax, or if it's a government agency, they don't also pay the tax. And those were the changes.
Is the objection maintained? Seeing none, the finance CS will be adopted in lieu of the original bill.
I have no amendment.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Move and ask unanimous consent the bill be considered engrossed, advanced third reading, placed on final passage.
There is objection. Senate Bill 106 will be carried forward to the next calendar. Senator Ogun.
We move back up to introduction of guests.
Without objection, we'll go back up to introduction of guests.
Thank you, Mr. President. In the gallery behind me, I'd like to introduce a good friend of mine. He's actually a federal officer, and that sounds kind of funny that sometimes I'm hanging out with federal officer guys, but he's a... works for not a police enforcement officer, but works for Department of Agriculture. He's a wildlife regulator. I don't know if that's his official job description, but we've had some discussions about predator control with a senator from Fairbanks and Department of Fish and Game. And he's a good friend of mine. We went out and caught a king salmon this morning, and he's from Palmer, Corey Rossi.
Senator Ogun, as long as he's not your parole officer, I guess. Madam Secretary.
CS for House Bill number 81, State Affairs, by the House State Affairs Committee, an act relating to motor vehicle emissions and to inspection decals and fines relating to motor vehicle emissions and providing for an effective date. The Transportation Committee considered the bill. Previous zero fiscal note, signing due pass, Senator Cowdery, Chair, Senator Wagner. Signing no recommendation, Senator Olson. The State Affairs Committee considered the bill. Previous zero fiscal note, signing due pass, Senator Gary Stevens, Chair, Senator Cowdery, signing no recommendation, Senators Guest, Dyson. I have no amendments.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Move and ask unanimous consent the bill be considered engrossed, advanced, third reading, placed on final passage.
There is objection. House Bill 81 will be carried forward to the next calendar.
CS for Senate Bill number 192, Labor and Commerce. An act relating to teachers and training programs in the Department of Labor and Workforce Development, to the placement in the exempt service of certified teachers employed by the Department of Labor and Workforce Development, to their eligibility to participate in the Teachers Retirement System of Alaska, and to the functions of the Alaska Workforce Investment Board regarding the Kotzebue Technical Center and the Alaska Vocational Technical Center, relating to local workforce investment areas and boards, repealing the Business Incentive Training Program and providing for an effective date.
We are in third reading. Do we have debate? Senator Gary Stevens.
Thank you, Mr. President. The administration, as you know, has proposed a transfer of AFTEC, the Alaska Vocational Technical Center, from the Department of Education to the Department of Labor and Workforce Development. What this bill does is to specifically give the authority to the Department of Labor to employ teachers who are members of TERS, the Teachers Retirement System. And this would allow the current AFTEC staff and the teachers to remain in the TERS retirement program. Without this bill, Mr. President, the current teachers in AFTEC would have to be transferred into the PERS system. It's going to be unfair to them because they have they were originally hired under the TERS system. It would also hamstring the department, AFTEC, in trying to find teacher replacements, teacher recruitment. And certainly it's a great advantage to them to be able to offer to their teachers the retirement benefits of TERS. It's a real incentive to attract new employees, and of course, most of the new employees that come to them, many of them have experience as, in other educational institutions where they have accrued interest in the TERS system. Also, 192 would make amendments to clarify that AFTEC, as well as the Kotzebue Technical Center, will continue to be under the oversight, planning, coordination of AWIB, that's the Alaska Workforce Investment Board, which operates through the Department of Labor. And, of course, AWIB is very important because it provides policy and oversight not only to the legislature but also to the governor on federally funded job training programs and is mandated as a part of the Federal Workforce Investment Act. A committee substitute was adopted that amended the statutory language we explained at the last at our last session that really changes the local workforce investment area and boards. The change is that it establishes one board with 26 members rather than three boards with some 58 members. So the goal here is to have a more efficient operation, enable the state to better meet its goals of the Federal Workforce Investment Act. And finally, Mr. President, there is a fiscal note, which I believe is on everyone's desk, which really reflects the savings that will take place, less money being spent of these federal receipts, mainly in travel and administration. Thank you, Mr. President.
Is there further debate under third reading? Mr. Minority.
At ease, please.
Brief at ease. Would the Senate come back to order? Do we have further debate under third reading? Seeing none, the question before the body is, shall committee substitute for Senate Bill 192, Labor and Commerce, pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Senator Ogden. Secretary will lock the roll. Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will tally the roll.
19 yeas, 0 nays.
So by a vote of 19 yeas to 0 nays, committee substitute for Senate Bill 192, Labor and Commerce, has passed the Senate. Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. President. Move and ask unanimous consent to vote on final passage. We consider the vote on the effective date clause.
Without objection, the vote on final passage will be considered the vote on the effective date clause.
Citations. Honoring Juno Douglas High School Ocean Sciences Bowl participants. Honoring Alaska Vocational Technical School. In memoriam, Virginia Hawkins Darling. In memoriam, Stella Martin. In memoriam, Deborah Lynn Marbeck. In memoriam, Major General James Edward Landrum, Jr.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Citation calendar be approved as read by the Senate Secretary.
Without objection, the citation calendar will be approved as read. Brings us down to unfinished business. Do we have unfinished business to come before the body? Senator Elton.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that I be shown as a cross-sponsor to House Bill Number 205, an act relating to service in the Peace Corps as an allowable absence for the purpose of the PFD.
Senator Elton has asked to be shown as a cross-sponsor on House Bill 205, along with Senators Dyson and Betty Davis. Brief at ease. Senate, come back to order. Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. President. Move and ask unanimous consent. We return to reports of standing committees.
Without objection, we'll go back up to reports of standing committees. Madam Secretary.
I have a correction to the Finance Committee report. They considered CS for House Bill number 49, Judiciary, expand DNA database, and recommend the adoption of the previous Judiciary Senate Committee substitute.
Thank you for that correction. That brings us back down to unfinished business. Do we have other unfinished business? Senator Ogun.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to bring up my reconsideration of Senate Bill 93.
Reconsideration on Senate Bill 93.
Thank you, Mr. President. Under debate.
We need to have it read across first.
CS for Senate Bill number 93, Judiciary Amended, an act relating to limitations on actions to quiet title to, eject a person from, or recover real property or the possession of it, relating to adverse possession and providing for an effective date.
We are back in third reading under reconsideration. Do we have debate? Senator Ogun.
Thank you, Mr. President. With all due respect to my good friend from that represents an area of the Kenai Peninsula, done more checking on this. I had a discussion with our legal staff last night, and there was an assertion made that allowing the state in Section 3 to claim adverse possession for highways and construction management, operation, maintenance, and other things is no different than what we already have. And what we already have, it doesn't expand our power. Well, if that's true, why do we need it, A? B, currently the state can condemn under eminent domain, and there's a requirement in the Constitution that eminent domain, they have to be compensated. And eminent domain issues are routinely challenged in court. So if you own property and the state wants to condemn your property to build a highway here, you can go to court and argue whether or not it's in the public interest to put it there or possibly move it somewhere else. In fact, we had our four-lane going into Wasilla was tied up for a year because of an eminent domain court fight. Under this law, if it is passed, the state can take the land under adverse possession with no compensation. And there's a difference of opinion that's been going on probably for 200 years on whether or not people should get compensated for various takings. And there's a lot of takings that aren't compensated for, and that probably won't be resolved in my lifetime. Who knows? But anyway, I think the bill was really pushes the envelope of a lot of different things. This common law has been in on the books for hundreds of years before even we became a country, and I think it was testified that there's no other state that's doing this, and I think it's not often when I change my mind, but I've learned enough information about this issue that I think I have a serious question whether or not it's an advisable thing to do at this time, and so I respectfully will be voting no. Thank you.
Do we have further debate? Senator Wagner.
Thank you, Mr. President. At this time, I don't have anything in writing or anything that shows these concerns. I haven't received anything. I'll still be voting for the bill. Thank you.
Do we have further debate? Senator Taylor.
Thank you, Mr. President. I want to thank all my colleagues for listening and sitting patiently while I railed on about this matter. My concerns are, I hope you understand, are sincere and based on my life experience. What we're doing today is we're becoming the first state in the United States to provide this level of protection to large property owners. I can't understand what would motivate a legislative body such as this to do this. I don't know of any particular problem. As my colleague just said, he didn't have a piece of paper in front of him with something typed on it explaining a difference to him. I've not heard in any of the debate any problem that we're trying to solve. Did somebody lose a big chunk of land someplace? No, not that we've been told about. But we're going to do this, I guess. I've been unsuccessful in my efforts to convince you otherwise, and I apologize to each of you for that, because not only did it take some time, but obviously I didn't do a very good job of it. I should have come maybe to each of you individually over time and sat down and tried to explain my heartfelt concerns about why the common law exists as it does, how it's protected people over years, going clear back to medieval England, and how it was developed, and why it was a good policy to provide finality to deeds. It was a good policy to allow people to protect the vigilant owner, to protect his land against invasion or the surreptitious taking of that land, and that those are good things, and that our society has been based, and some economists have recently written that the most successful societies in the world are based on not only the rule of law, but the rules of property ownership. And that as you disregard property ownership, you turn into little... And if you think that isn't an interesting concept, imagine today that in most of the nations that are third world countries, you have no title to your land. You hold your land by total adverse possession. I met a fellow that owned I'll digress a second here. Owned a large coffee. It's called coffee farm or ranch, I guess, where they grow coffee plants and a plantation. And he informed me that his family had no deeds to his property. That his grandfather had first occupied the land 70 some years before, and that he and his family employed armed guards to protect their coffee plantation. And it's because he lives in a country where you don't really have deeds, and you don't have courts you can go to, and you don't have a society that is set up based upon the rights of property ownership. And what we're doing here today is we're changing the rights of property ownership. And it can be argued both ways, and there's all these cases on it and so on. We're amending that and changing that. And I apologize to you. I didn't do a very good job of explaining this to you, because I feel if I had, you'd be voting with me and opposing this change at this time. I have to continue in that opposition, and thank you again for giving me the opportunity to express my thoughts today. Goodbye.
Senator Wagner, brief at ease, please. Yes. Senate, come back to order, please. We are on third reading. Senator Ogun.
In wrap-up, my good friend that I introduced earlier today is going over to Zimbabwe later on this year. And he has a friend over there whose family has owned land since 1875, apparently a large farm in that. And they're talking about all the land that the government's taken away from people over there because they don't have title. And they're putting, displacing people of one ethnic group off and putting people of another ethnic group on. And the new ones don't have, we had this whole discussion last night, the new ones don't have the farming experience and you know, haven't worked the land and don't know how to run the tractors and don't know how to plant the crops, but it's the politically popular thing to do. So I'm not saying that's going to happen in this country, but I think the senator from Wrangell brought up an interesting point that, you know, that more civilized societies are based on title to land and ownership of land. And so we need to be thoughtful if we're going to alter that. Thank you.
Is there any further debate? Seeing none, the question before the body is, shall committee substitute for Senate Bill 93, Judiciary Amended, pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Secretary will lock the roll. Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will tally the roll.
15 yeas, 3 nays.
So by a vote of 15 yeas to 3 nays, Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 93, Judiciary Amended, has passed the Senate. Mr. Majority Leader.
Move and ask unanimous consent to vote on final passage. Reconsider the vote on the effective date clause.
Without objection, the vote on final passage will be considered the vote on the effective date clause. Do we have any other unfinished business, Senator Olson?
Thank you, Mr. President. I move and ask unanimous consent that we bring up my reconsideration on Senate Bill 168, the cigarette tax bill.
Senate Bill 168.
CS for Senate Bill number 168, Finance Amended, an act relating to issuance and revocation of licenses for the importation, sale, distribution, or manufacture of cigarettes and tobacco products relating to a tax refund or credit for unsaleable, returned, or destroyed tobacco products, relating to restrictions on and penalties for shipping or transporting cigarettes, relating to records concerning the sale of cigarettes, amending and adding definitions relating to cigarette taxes, relating to the payment of cigarette taxes, relating to penalties applicable to cigarette taxes, relating to the definition of the wholesale price of tobacco products, relating to the payment of cigarette taxes through the use of cigarette tax stamps, relating to provisions making certain cigarettes contraband and subject to seizure and forfeiture, relating to certain crimes, penalties, and interest concerning tobacco taxes and stamps, relating to cigarette sales, and providing for an effective date.
We are in third reading. Do we have debate? Senator Olson.
Thank you, Mr. President. After consultation with one of the younger voices here within the body, I have been compelled to go ahead and change my vote from yesterday. So with that, I urge support for the bill.
Thank you. Do we have further debate on this third reading? Seeing none, the question before the body is, shall committee substitute for Senate Bill 168, Finance Amended, pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Secretary will lock the roll. Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will tally the roll, please.
19 yeas, 0 nays.
By a vote of 19 yeas, 0 nays, committee substitute for Senate Bill 168, Finance Amended, has passed the Senate. Mr. Majority Leader.
Move and ask unanimous consent that the vote on final passage be considered the vote for the effective date clauses.
Without objection, the vote on final passage will be considered the vote on the effective date clauses. Do we have other unfinished business? We have a brief at ease. Senate, come back to order. We are under unfinished business. Is there any additional unfinished business? Seeing none, that will bring us down to announcements. Do we have announcements? Announcements. Special orders. Special orders today. Senator Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would like to go back up the calendar to general announcements.
Without objection, we'll go up to announcements.
I'd just like to reconfirm that everybody got the message yesterday that the City of Nome is putting on the Mother's Day brunch tomorrow between 9:30 and 1:30 down at the Baranoff, and certainly the Mayor of Nome, Leo Rasmussen, has invited everybody, the staff, and especially to pay tribute to the mothers tomorrow. Thank you.
Thank you. Takes us back down to special orders. Do we have special orders today? Seeing none, Mr. Majority Leader.
The Senate stand in adjournment until 9 a.m. Sunday, May the 11th.
9 a.m. on Sunday, and if...